The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In today's program, inshallah, we will talk about another beautiful personality who is the daughter of Mustafa, Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, from the seerah of Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we will be learning today. I would request and urge if you could ask your family members, daughters, children, son, family members, everyone, if you can sit together, watch this program from start to end, inshallah, so much beneficial it would be for all of you, for your family. Before we proceed towards the topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Namat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, inshallah, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're watching this program, you should make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You will remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Respecting viewers, as I earlier said today, we'll be talking about Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. What is the meaning of Ruqayya? Ruqayya means the one who makes progress. According to an authentic opinion, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha is older than her. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born in Makkatul Mukarramah 7 years before the announcement of prophethood. At that time, beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was 33 years old. She is sahibatul hijratain, meaning the one who first migrated to Abyssinia and then to Madina Tayyaba for the sake of Islam. The one who migrated twice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is itself an honor and distinction she possesses, being a sahabiyyah as well as the daughter of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. When Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha's nikah was performed with Utba bin Abu Lahab, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had not declared his prophethood until then. She did not depart for her husband's house. In the 3rd year after the declaration and announcement of prophethood, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam climbed Mount Safa and invited the Quraysh, and he gave them invitation towards Islam and warned them of the divine torment in case of sticking to disbelief. At that time, Abu Lahab, the father of Utba, committed very severe type of blasphemy against the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and said, Alihada jama'atana? Did you gather us for this purpose? That rude person used the word tabba for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which means to be destroyed, astaghfirullah, to be ruined. In response to this rubbish, Allah Almighty revealed complete surah, Suratul Lahab, Allahu Akbar. Respective views of Madani Shen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد.
May the hands of Abu Lahab perish. And he did indeed perish. His wealth did not avail him, nor what he earned. Now he will enter a fire of flames, and his wife, a carrier of firewood. There is a rope of palm fiber around her neck. Allahu Akbar. So he used one word in the disrespect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed five ayahs to respond and condemn his blasphemy. When these ayahs were revealed, and Abu Lahab, when he heard from Holy Quran, so he got flared up and turned red and started saying to Utba, his son, if you do not divorce the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then sitting and meeting, etc., with me is forbidden for you. So he threatened him to cut ties with him. Moreover, Ummi Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, mother of Utba, a severe blasphemer, became very angry too, because she was also condemned in these verses by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She also provoked her son to do the same. When they compelled Utba, he divorced Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha before her departure to his house. Respected viewers, here we learn a few important points. One point, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, as a matter of fact, if you look at the Holy Quran, you read every surah of the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar, every verse of the Holy Quran, rather it is praise of the Almighty or the mention of beliefs, aqaid, the previous blessed prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam, and the account of their missions where the Quran talks about them, or rulings. Every topic of the Holy Quran contains the virtues of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, and his full praise and na'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. For example, if you see Surah Al-Ahab, the same surah which we just listened, apparently you look, the mention of a disbeliever, a mention of a blasphemer, Abu Lahab and his wife, Ummi Jamil, they are mentioned in this surah. They are being condemned in this surah, right? But Allahu Akbar. When you go deep down in understanding, you will find the na'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even in this. How? He explains. Once Abu Lahab, the son of Abdul Muttalib, said to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, tabban laka, may you be destroyed. Taking revenge for this accursed sentence, Allah Almighty has himself said, tabbat yada abi lahab wa tab, may the hands of Abu Lahab perish. And he did indeed perish. Meaning, O beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, do not reply to this. Replying to it, I will myself do. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied. Now, where the ignorance, devastation, etc. of Abu Lahab have been mentioned, the respect and reverence for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also crystal clear and understood. By this, that the one who even commits a very minor blasphemy against him has been declared the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it the praise of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Allahu Akbar. You need to have those eyes of ishq, and you need to have that mind and heart of love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When you recite Quran, you will find na'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reflecting in each and every surah of the Quran, in each and every ayah of the Quran. Yes, we need to read with that love of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, and surely you will find.
وہ کہ اس در کا ہوا خلق خدا اس کی ہوئی وہ کہ اس در کا ہوا خلق خدا اس کی ہوئی وہ کہ اس در سے پھرا اللہ ہی سے پھر گیا.
اللہ اکبر. Another beautiful part what we learn, it is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reply the enemies of Rasul. As you saw that Abu Lahab, when he uttered blasphemy against Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself replied. So respected viewers, this margah, this court of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam is very sacred. The slightest of disrespect, everything can be destroyed. Allah, we need to be mindful, we need to be careful regarding the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who loves more to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his status is increased more and more and more. Mahfooz sada rakna shahabe adabun se sar zad na koi mujhse kabhi be adabi ho. Which means, O Allah, may I be protected from those who disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are be adab, who are gustagh, who are disrespectful, not only to Rasul, but even to Anbiya Kiram, because we love all the prophets, we respect all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who disrespect Sahaba Kiram, who disrespect Ahlul Bayt, who disrespect Awliya Allah. May Allah protect us from such people, such disrespectful people. And this dua of my Shaykh Tariqat is, may I detach myself from such people, may I get protection from such people. Not only that, may I not end up committing any slightest of disrespect to. This is the dua, plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, bijahin, nabiyil, ameen. Now look at a person who is disrespectful in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his anjaam? What is his end? Look at this. Abu Lahab, who forced his son to divorce the daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who disrespected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his end? Abu Lahab had a very terrible end. On page 245 of Sirat Mustafa, it is mentioned that when the disbelievers of Quraysh returned to Makkah after being defeated in the Battle of Badr, Abu Lahab was extremely grieved after hearing the condition of the Battle of Badr. Afterwards, he suffered from smallpox, causing his entire body to rot, and he died on the 8th day. The people of Arab would feel very frightened of smallpox and would consider the person who died of this disease very accursed. Therefore, his own son did not touch his dead body for 3 consecutive days. Allahu Akbar. But then, thinking that people would taunt them, they dug a ditch and pushed the dead body into it. And with sticks, Allahu Akbar, not even touching the dead body, then they pushed that dead body with these sticks. Then covered it with sand. Some historians, they have mentioned and written that people threw so many stones into the ditch from a distance because they did not want to get closer to the grave, that his dead body got covered with the stones. This was the end. This was the end of a blasphemer. This was the end of a person who disrespected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking of this, as we heard that Abu Lahab, he made his son divorce Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha in order to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his evil plan went wrong. Islamic scholars have written that upon this very cheap act of Abu Lahab, Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an became very angry. He radiallahu ta'ala an sent a message of nikah with Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted it and performed the nikah of his daughter with him. This deeply grieved the disbelievers of Quraysh. Allahu Akbar.
That moment, Sayyidatuna Sauda radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the aunt of Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an, recited the following couplet, which means, Allah Almighty has guided Uthman through my invitation to righteousness. And only Allah Almighty guides a person towards the truth. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an has obeyed the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a strong intention. He has followed the opinion that does not prevent a person from truthfulness. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has performed the nikah of his beloved daughter with him. It means Uthman was Badr, the full moon which has joined the shining sun in the corner of the sky. Oh Hashimi Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my soul be sacrificed for you. You are the trustee of Allah Almighty and have been sent for the guidance of the entire creation. What a beautiful poetry. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala and Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma did not only have great character, but they were also very good looking by Allah's grace. Allama Suhaili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has narrated, after their nikah, women would recite the following couplet. Ruqayya and her husband Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are the best looking couple whom any person has ever seen. Subhanallah. Like other daughters, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also loved Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, paid attention to her, visited her, and sent gifts to her. Respected viewers, once Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Usama bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala an with a plate of meat to her. To her daughter. When he returned, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned Sayyidatuna Ruqayya and Sayyiduna Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma in good words to him. Subhanallah. Praise them. Allahu Akbar. It has been learned that when a daughter goes to her husband's home after her marriage, she should not be forgotten. If you visit her, give her a gift on Eid or any other occasion, treat your son-in-law well with the intention of treating relatives well. Subhanallah. Sila rahim. These acts will bring reward and will also bring your daughter joy. That's what we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blessed seerah. Respective viewers, today we learned about the contextual background of Surah Lahab. We also learned about Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala and her marriage. And also we learned about the marriage of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan. How did it take place? What was its background? And we also learned that if someone disrespects Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what is his end? And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself responded the blasphemy of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam himself. And we also learned the love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had for Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Definitely this personality, there is so much to learn from and talk about. We'll continue this topic inshallah in the next episode. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa tasleem. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.